The US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
Okay, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Harley, this sit-in over the gun control bills, are they in favour of it or against it?
Well, these are Democrats in the House. They want to take some votes on gun control, you know, proposals. The Republicans that run the House right now won't allow that to happen. They haven't called it for a vote, sort of what has happened to them in the past when Democrats wouldn't call bills they wanted to come to a vote. So members of the House, by the dozens, have hunkered down in the
well. Stayed there.
Refused. that's kind of a sit-in. They would call it legislative disobedience. It is a blatant violation of House rules. I mean, the people who make the laws are not supposed to break them. And so they're not supposed to do this sort of thing, but they say it's the only way that they can get the attention. Now, the House Speaker, Paul Ryan, it's really up to him. He can take the vote, or he can just let him sit on the hard floor for a day or so.
I reckon let him sit on the hard floor and turn all the lights out.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, you can certainly do that.
Turn the aircon off. Put on your Harley. What's this Medicare fraud?
Well, the Justice Department brought charges against 301 people for allegedly defrauding Medicare and other federal insurance programs, about $900 million in losses, according to the government. And they've taken down 301 people. They say it's the largest takedown ever of a bunch of crooks. Last year, 243 people were charged. I'll give you an example. One clinic, some operators and a recruiter targeted poor drug addicts and offered them narcotics so they could bill for services that were never provided. There was a group of outpatient clinics and a patient recruiter accused of filing $36 million in fraudulent claims for physical therapy and other services that either were not necessary or just weren't even given.
Harley, I would reckon, just layman's view, it would be the thin edge of the wedge.
Hey? I think you're right.
This
I
stuff,
you're right.
Stuff you know, going on everywhere. You're quite right. Now, what's the story about the injured black bear?
Well, this is a web sensation named Petals. He's back. You can do a search and find him online, no problem. Petals is a black bear in New Jersey who makes his way through the neighborhoods walking upright on his hind legs. Now, officials think there's something wrong with one of his front legs.
Harley, were you drinking? Harley, stop.
No.
Were you drinking last night, Harley?
No, I wasn't. When I first saw it, I'm not quite that hairy. When I first saw this video, I said, that's not a bear. That's somebody in a costume. But it's a real bear. I mean, they're sure about that. And he's back. This was last year. And he's back. They've seen him already this year. So, you know, whatever's wrong with his leg isn't going to go away.
Harley, where has the bear been since Christmas? He wasn't seen. It's now June, Harley.
He did a lot of sleeping in the wintertime.
Oh, I see.
And we've only now
he's come
seen him the first time.
All right.
And
Petals, his name. Hey, thank you, Harley.
I don't know where Petals is, but...
Petals. and he walks upright.
As in bipedal.
Thank you, I understand. And he's been seen alive and well in New Jersey amongst the beautiful trees and the bushland, a lovely part of America. Thank you, Harley, for that. I'll get a plane tomorrow and I'm going to go and find Petals, Harley. See you later.